Now, the rest of the story. Why would anyone want to kill Mary Jenkins? Just look at her. Face right out of an old-fashioned high-collar bow-and-lace photo album. A proper, dignified woman. Seems obvious without knowing her. So why would anyone want to end her life? Mary Jenkins has been dead more than 100 years. She died violently. She was deliberately, calculatedly killed. And yet what might gentle, reserved Mary ever have done to deserve such a death? In her youth, Mary was a Maryland society belle, attractive, well-educated. At 18, she married a prosperous railroad contractor named John, eventually bore him a daughter and two sons. In 1862, he passed away, and yes, natural causes. And tragedy followed tragedy. The Civil War transformed Mary's Maryland estate into a wasteland. That left the 47-year-old widow with little but to abandon her country home and move to the city. Mary arrived in Washington, D.C. on the 1st of October, 1864. She had 9 months and 6 days to live. With what money she had, Mary purchased a 3-story house at 541 H Street, then placed an ad in the Washington Star, rooms for rent. There was no difficulty attracting boarders, mostly women at first, then an old friend of the family's who was now a member of the War Department, then a nice couple and their teenage daughter. One could not have gathered a more amiable group of people under the same roof. And pleasant and personable as any was Mary. So who would want to kill her? It would be impossible to picture Mary in an argument. She was quite a religious person, but not the sort to preach. She apparently had little interest in politics, no interest in other people's business. Let me take that back. At least once that we know of, Mary did express concern about the companions of one of her sons. The young men did not seem to be proper company, she said. Still, she allowed them to visit her son at the boarding house, and that is why Mary was killed. You see, according to the authorities, those young men were plotting a heinous crime in Mary's boarding house, were conspiring to commit a capital offense, and the United States government held Mary responsible. In fact, the President of the United States declared, quote, she kept the nest that hatched the egg. She ran the boarding house where the alleged conspirators occasionally convened, and for that reason, a frightened, bewildered Mary was summarily tried, convicted, and hanged. Is historically distinguished as the first woman ever executed by the U.S. government. In school, you were taught that a lone assassin, John Wilkes Booth, killed Abraham Lincoln. Yet in the bitter, frenzied aftermath of the assassination, as a grief-stricken nation lashed out in all directions, a number of so-called conspirators took the fall, and a middle-aged widow named Mary Jenkins Surratt was tried by the U.S. Army. And was sent to the gallows for running a boarding house. Only now you know the rest of the story.